In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas. In a pandemic. Again. Isn't that joyful? You know, I have to say it is actually wonderful that there are people in the building here this Christmas to be able to celebrate this wonderful event. Last year, we were actually out in the parking lot out here trying as best we can to glorify God. And this year, we are here in this building, and we have the torches lit. We have the tree lit. We've got poinsettias literally everywhere. And it is glorious to see. It is glorious to be here. The one thing, though, that I think we are all missing are the Christmas carols. Being able to boisterously sing all those favorites. The joy to the world. Hark the herald angels sing. Oh, come all ye faithful. All the golden oldies that we love so much. To be able to sing, especially on this night as we celebrate the Savior's birth. But, again, Christmas in a pandemic, safety first, and so we are not singing quite as much as we would love to. But we do have some songs. We do have some short pieces. If you paid attention, you've heard one of them so far, the Gloria. We've sung the Gloria, the Gloria in Excelsis, this glory to God in the highest, this ancient hymn. Literally, we have references to this, the text that we sing, all the way back to about the 2nd, 3rd century. One of the oldest Christian hymns we have. Magnificent piece. Here in a little while, during communion, we're going to sing something called the Sanctus. All these fancy Latin words, you know. If it's Latin, it must be true. That's the standard in the church. So, we have this. It's called the Sanctus. It's the part where we'll sing, Holy, Holy, Holy. Now, the interesting thing about those two musical pieces is, of course, that those come from Scripture, specifically what the angels sing. That Gloria comes from this proclamation that the angel came and told the shepherds. That holy, holy, holy that we sing later, we are told by the prophet Isaiah, is sung around the altar of God and the throne of God in heaven. The seraphim continuously singing God's praises with this. As much as we would love to sing some of these beautiful Christmas carols, I do take some solace in knowing that at least tonight, our voices are stilled largely by any other words than the words of the angels. And we sing along with them tonight. We are, however, going to sing something else right after communion. We're going to sing Silent Night. Can't be Christmas without singing Silent Night, right? It's so interesting because we're singing this song, and it's a beautiful song, and there have been several movies that have been made about how the song sort of came to be, and there's a lot of mythology around all of that, so much so that many historians have no idea what's actually true about the origins of that hymn. But yet its words are so haunting. I think that that's what really draws us into that particular hymn. Silent night, holy night, all is, very good, you're all still awake, good. I think that those words are especially appropriate on this night, this Christmas in a pandemic, where we aren't singing all these other songs. In many ways, it's a silent night. But my brothers and sisters, it's a holy night. We sing with the angels, and we are empowered by what it is that we see and hear and do in this place at this time, so that when we leave this church, we can go and sing God's praises. We can go and announce the good news of God in Christ to all of the people that we encounter. We can go out into this very broken and hurting world, and we can announce the same testimony that the angels gave to the shepherds. I bring you glad tidings of great joy. We have the opportunity to sing those hymns, not only with our lips, but with our lives, that we can go out and live like there really is a God who loves us, who would come into the world, who would come into this fallen and very sinful race of people. Come to be one of us, love us, and die for us ultimately. We can preach that lesson, my brothers and sisters, best by not singing joy to the world. We can do it by bringing joy to the world. We can do it by bringing love and hope to the world. We too can be those angelic voices going out and preaching that good news, spreading that good word, bringing hope to this place. So as we sing this evening and we sing Silent Night, let it be for us a prayer, recognizing what this night can be, how this night might be different, and how we might be emboldened to go out and proclaim the good news. I pray very earnestly, my brothers and sisters, that each and every single night of your life, not just Christmas night, not just Christmas Eve, every single night, every single day, you birth Christ anew into this world. That you bring Christ a little closer to those who are hurting, to those who have been downtrodden, marginalized, subjected for so many years. We can preach this good news, but we have to do it with our lives and not just with words on our lips. I pray that you will birth that message out into the world, every day, in every place. That's the message of the angel. That's the message of Christmas. And that is our call as we go into this world every single day. Merry Christmas, my brothers and sisters. I love to hear it. Merry Christmas. Amen.